up, Tom. Okay, we're going to need our crowd nice and loud here on Sunday. You know, they're no huddle. They get on the ball, snap it. You got to try to confuse them as much as possible. It'll be a great test for our football team. They're excellent on really all three phases, so it should be a heck of a football game, and we're ready to roll. Questions?
Like, when you got a team that's got that much no huddle on tape, and they don't vary their personnel groups all that much either, what sort of challenges does that create to try to confuse them and keep up with what they're doing?
You know, I don't know that it's really, they don't do it all the time. They just get up and go. But they've drawn a lot of people off sides. So, we're going to have to be smart about it. Hopefully the crowd will help us.
Like, in your experience with John Sullivan, how is he able to help quarterbacks just diagnosing defenses?
Well, John's really smart. I mean, he's really brilliant. He sees stuff. You know, I'm sure he's got notes on everything. We've run against him in the past, so he can not only help quarterbacks but offensive line.
Did Mike Remmers suffer some sort of setback with the concussion?
Or,
yeah. So expectations for Sunday, is he's out then, or?
He's out.
What was your assessment of Rashad in the time he's gotten this season?
Good. He's done good.
Is Zendejo out as well?
Yeah.
And how about B-Rob? I see he didn't practice.
No, he's not out.
What do you see about the differences between what J-Ron can bring back there versus Anthony Harris?
They're different guys. One's got a little more physicality and the other one's a little more coverage.
Thoughts on Newman getting some time at safety last week too? I mean,
Terrence is a defensive back. He's not just a corner or a nickel. He does it all. So, and he's done it. You know, I mean, he started games at safety before. He started games at nickel. So we just use him when we need him.
Was that some of that just because Anthony was kind of dealing with an injury coming into that game? Why he went there versus?
How'd everything come through the week?
Good. I think he's ready to go.
Is he going to be questionable again, or is he off?
Questionable, yeah.
What was the purpose of the outdoor practice today after being indoors the last 2 days?
I wanted you guys to come out in the cold. I didn't want to get him off the turf. I've been on the turf for 2 days. It's hard on your legs, so you might have the doors open Sunday, maybe. Who knows?
Are you going to have the doors open on Sunday?
Who knows?
Sandeo's injury, was that on that fumble return that they ended up overturning?
Michael Floyd hasn't played a lot lately. What does he need to do to make more of an impact?
You know, we got different packages, different receivers, different guys get in and get out. So it's not really anything different.
Like, at this point in the season, with the stretch you have coming up and with the Rams, 2-7-2 teams, is this the type of game where you truly find out what your team is made of at this point in the season?
No, I think I know what this team's made of. I think the second week somebody asked, no, the second week or the first week somebody asked me if it was a must-win game. You know, we just go out there and play each week and try to get better and try and go out. It's a long season. You know, we're barely halfway through. So we'll just keep going and, I'll let you guys decide if this is our team or not.
Do your emotions ever change when it comes to a big game like this? Or have you just done it so many times?
Is this a big game? They're all big games.
It's a little bit different with the records of the teams.
My emotion is pretty much the same. They're all big games. Good? All right.
Thank you.